information is free.
The law.
There is hope.
Mommy says don't play with fire.
Oh, oh, thank God.
That's hot. But Mommy says it's okay.
Hi, hi, hello, and hey, hey, welcome to this week's Criticast. The name is Larry.
If you
it's
don't like
pleasure him, being here with you.
I'm sure
you yeah, my
voice
had gone for a walk
hey,
or
baby,
something.
Out?
Yeah, it did something. Who knows? Whatever it did. So anyway, we missed last week, so I'm sorry about that. So yeah, but we're back this week, and this week I'm going to first go through all the news that made the headlines this week, and then afterwards talk about the vendor situation, where I have some of your views, and then finally give you 7 reasons why you're not able to get rid of the loser that you're dating right now. Yeah, and this week is an action-packed week. The first thing I'll talk about is Super Monday Wanzira. This past week, the Minister of ICTs and Postal Services and all that, Courier Services, is, you know, one of those ministries. Well, he came out and he said that in 90 days, the government, or rather, the government expects that, you know, the telecoms companies need to sign an agreement on infrastructure sharing. Okay, that's a different conversation. But the one that interested me the most is the part where he said, you know, they're over-the-top services that are taking money away from a lot of MNOs and that sort of thing, because people are using Skype and Viber and WhatsApp calling and all that and stuff to get stuff done and all that and stuff. But ultimately, at the end of the day, one of the things that is wrong is that a lot of these MNOs do not give opportunity for young entrepreneurs in Zimbabwe to be able to use to ride on the services. So you know, they're giving a gateway to companies like Viber and Skype and WhatsApp, but not so much to the local developers. So that was pretty interesting. Yeah, so I hope that's going to change. Sadly, there was a bus crash that happened in South Africa. Yeah, very sad. Bus crash in South Africa. 7 Zimbabweans died. And then also, in different news, the Zimbabwe football team went up the FIFA rankings. They have gone up from 119 to 112, so that's good. And also, what happened this week? In technology news, ICNET came out and said that it was now demanding, apparently, it was demanding that all its suppliers slash their prices by 15% or risk being blacklisted. Yeah, that's become a thing, so yeah, so weird. Anyway, and then what else? Tino Katsande, yeah, she made the news this past week. She came out and she told everybody that she's happily married and quite far along pregnant. We saw her at the launch of Zambezi Magic TV that was hosted by DSTV Zimbabwe this past week, or a week ago, or whatever it was. Yeah, we saw her there, and she was quite glowing happy and all that other stuff, and it's good to see her having turned her life around, especially after all the mess and all the crazy stuff that has happened in her life. You kind of wish the best for a lot of people, and also coming off the back of the recent marriage of, what's her name? She got married to Elikam, Pokelo. Yeah, so that's pretty exciting. You know, ladies turning their lives around, especially in a world that just judges them so unfairly. Also happening this past week, the Soul Brothers co-founder, David Masando, unfortunately passed away, which is sad. Yeah, I remember him with his perm hair and all that other stuff, yeah. But, yeah, he sadly passed away, so, yeah, sad, yeah. Oh, in other sad news, a Second Life stage closed its doors. That was Misty's in Newlands. This is after the Book Cafe closed its doors. So there was, like, it closed its doors at the beginning of June. So that's, like, 2 live stages gone. Suddenly, you know, there's no stages to perform. And, you know, there's a deafening silence of what's happening. Although we're hearing murmurs and rumors and so forth, that the old venue where the Book Cafe used to be might be getting open, might not be. You're having conflicting stories. I hope there is a stage that opens there, because, you know, now you're seeing the live shows few and far between. And the live performers in this country just don't have stages to perform in. Yeah. And finally, in some research that came out in Germany, there are scientists who are developing technology which will allow you to test for pregnancy using your smartphone. Yeah, that's a thing. Test for pregnancy using your smartphone. Actually a thing. Yeah, so yeah, that's that. And on the other side, I'm going to talk about... Well, I'm going to talk about the vendor situation and get some of your views. Let's see what happens. So, as some of you may or may not know, there have been running battles between the The vendors and the municipal police this past week, and it's just gone weird. It's just like one of those situations, like, what are you guys doing? And it resulted in a couple of arrests, and also, sadly, there was like this situation where municipal police were said to have burnt the wares of, you know, worth thousands of dollars of vendors out there. So I just decided to ask people on the distribution group, on the distribution lists, and said, what are your thoughts on the vendor situation in general? And this is what you guys had to say.
Larry, my official statement on that issue of vendors is very simple. I will say it metaphorically. The bathroom is a very good place. And tabu chairo rakanaka, bathtub rakanaka steric. I see there is a problem if the bathtub is located in the living room. Baba anogeza sei, amai anogeza sei. Rinofana richi ku bathroom. That's the situation with vendors. Thank you.
It's not fair because these people were told to sell in the streets. And city council was told to collect these rates because if I'm not wrong, they're paying from $2 to $5 per day depending on what they're selling and where they're selling. Multiply that by 6 million, the number that is said to be the number of vendors out there. So now wana waida mari wana mari yao and now wako watikawachubu demo road. Yes, Harare was no longer the Harare we knew, but at the same time, they were also wrong for allowing them to sell anywhere and everywhere because it was just one disorganized city. They should have just given them a place to sell their things because now people also got used to this whole sham. I just think it's not right. It just shows good our government haina order, apana order at all. At all. Because you can't allow prostitutes on the streets. And then not allow these vendors on the streets. Not moral at all.
The vendor situation in town is very bad. I feel like you can't even walk in town anymore because of the vendors, and it's very bad. So I think it's something that the city council needs to look at and find a way to get all the people that are selling on the streets to sell in a more confined, better environment, which is not on the streets, where people can come and see what they're selling, rather than them being in the sidewalks where you're supposed to walk. You don't even have a space to walk in town anymore, which is why people will be like, why should I go into town anymore when I can't even walk in town? So it's actually bad for business, also for the people who have open companies and shops in town, because people are not able to access their shop because there's that blockage of people who are selling on the streets, which doesn't make sense in a proper economy. So the city council would need to do something to help out that situation so that they find a place where they can put all those people to come and sell their stuff rather than them being on the street. And because it would be bad for them, like, to remove them and then they don't have anywhere to sell. It's much better they create a space where they can sell their stuff so that they just move it from the streets to a marketplace where they can sell.
I blame the government because as soon as a problem starts, they need to look at a problem and solve it. But then they left it until too late that the vendors are now settled wherever they are. But then the government need to look at placing these vendors and giving them places where they can sell their stuff.
I think that the vendor situation in Zimbabwe is a very bad situation, and I think that it was handled wrong from the very start because the people in power did not do as they were supposed to do in the very first place. Because if you look at it really, if there was employment, then you wouldn't really have all these people selling their wares in on the roads and on the pavements and places like that. You know, so from the very start, it was handled wrongly. And if you have a town planner or somebody in charge who is overseeing what is happening in the whole city, them seeing that the few that they are in the very beginning, they're now doing this, they should have handled it, but they didn't do it, which led to other people doing the very same thing. And then the next thing you know, you've got a vendor situation. And then the circumstances, really, if you look at it, the circumstances led to these people doing what they were doing because they had nothing else to do. Now people are now looking at the results, not the symptoms, which is very wrong. You have a problem, you have a situation, this is what's going on, how do you handle it now? I think that this is not the way it should be handled, the way they're doing of chasing them around and doing this and doing that, because they have failed. Right now, the guys, the city council in this case, they're now calling on for more help because they have failed to evict them. I mean, come on, who's in charge and whose job is it?
I don't think we should even call it a vendor situation. I think that they are entrepreneurs and they own very right. And they're doing a great thing, irrespective of where they choose to do it from. I think that's the only problem society can have with it, whereas there should be a allocated space in town where, you know, people are running their businesses and they're selling stuff. And I think that's awesome because they're making a plan to put food on the table and to provide for their family. In no way is this a problem. It is entrepreneurial and it should be encouraged by everybody.
Yeah, yeah. Hi, this is Clive Chikubwe and you're listening to the Query Cast.
Well, there isn't much to add onto what was said by a lot of people that contribute to the show. You know, that's just the thing. You know, why are we undoing something that could have been fixed like a long time ago? Like it's just, I'm literally pulling my hair out at the moment. It's like, we're just ridiculous. Just we need to just grow up for a change. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, there's different ways of dealing with this. Yeah. Anyway, on the other side, I'm going to talk to you about 7 reasons why you can't leave the loser you're dating right now.
Mind over matter.
Today's hottest music. Yeah. Maybe fatal if swallowed, but be our guest.
Talking about to get this backwards. And nowadays the white rappers realer than the black ones. It's not about the race, long as you're putting out the records. Some would even write and precursor them play backwards. Sucker punch a rapper for sounding like they're suckers. As a matter of fact, they were suckers spreading the white lies and sounding like Uncle Ruckus. Pardon me, I don't love him. The music is old school. I'm leading a new school. I'm back. Hand on my business. I kill it. I need a witness. I tell you, rap is a weakness. I go cuckoo banana. I told them to peel back. Sadly, they never listen. I'm watching them fall back. He's like pushing them dominoes over the edge. I'm on the edge, so don't push me. I'm tired of asking your age. I need to cut down a little bit. I'm 50 shades of perfection. I'm here to rock the collection. Not to mention dedication. Hip-hop is my profession. It's going down. While I'm blowing up, I think I need a super fly chick to compliment my CC. Man, I'm really all about it. Popping bottles ain't nothing. I'm popping the cherry. Then I mix it up with the lean. I may talk dirty, but I make sure that I be clean while I'm still at it. I'ma get up on every track. Then I blow myself a steam in my lean.
Yeah, this is a freestyle from a guy by the name of Trey XL. The track is called 50 Shades of Trey. And he's got an album coming out at the end of July, sometime in July, 20th of July or something like that, and the album's called Mind Never Matter. The name is Larry, you listen to the Query Cast, and right now I am going to talk about, remember I said if you're dating a loser, you know, ladies, you know about this, you know, so many ladies know about this, you're dating this loser, and, you know, for some reason you can't let them go, and I'm going to give you 7 reasons why you can't get rid of that loser. First of all, now this is like, I need you to be listening properly right now. Now, when I say a loser, we were talking about that guy who's not Mr. Right. He's not even Mr. Maybe, but, you know, you've got excuses that you give. The first excuse is like his family, you know, your family likes him. Also, his family likes you. So breaking up and pretty much be breaking up with his family, even the random uncle from Morambino or something like that. Secondly, you hear this so often, he is not that bad. Okay, it's not that bad. If you're okay with being miserable, that's up to you. And then there's also this one, he'll change. So if it's about bad habits, like, you know, if he hasn't changed and he's got certain super serious character flaws, then you're kidding yourself. You want to live with his tendency and his tendency to, you know, to lie or to step off whatever, then, you know, if you think he's going to change from that, he's not, okay? And then there's, of course, the fear of being alone, all right? That is just ridiculous, which is ridiculous. And of course, the next reason is the money. He takes care of you, makes sure that you live a life that you can't get from anywhere else. He takes you to nice places and that sort of thing because, you know, you like those things, yeah. Yeah, you're treating yourself as a glorified escort, in essence. And then, of course, there's the sex. you know, sometimes people are in a relationship because they started having sex and decided to become to be exclusive, and there was nothing else in the relationship but the sex. Then the final one is the most arrogant reason in the world. Complete arrogance. He needs me. Okay. You tell him he needs you. No, he was born without you. So we're pretty sure he will, you know, he will live without you if you leave. And those are the reasons, you know. You know, if you're dating a loser, remember one thing, and I'll put it quite candidly, you are a loser by association. That's just a sad situation. And with that, I say thank you very much for joining the Criticast this week. It's been an absolute pleasure being with you. I will be back with you next week. Meanwhile, catch me on ZFM Stereo between 6:30 and 7 p.m. on The Switch with my co-host, Kundaichi Yanika, and powered by The Movement. And other than that, get in touch with me via email, info@larryquirirayu.com. Also, you can get in touch with me via, what's that, their channels? Oh, yes, you can get in touch with me via Twitter at Quirirai. And with that, I say thank you very much. Take care of yourself, and I'll see you next week. It's been Larry. It's been the Quiricast. And love everybody that loves you, even the ones that don't know. Cheers.
If you don't like them, I'm sure your sister will.
Hey, babe, you want to go out?